All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on all of North Alabama, man. That's this show. I'm just saying. Hey, listen, we got some breaking news I'm going to jump into just real quickly. Two things. The first of which is they just held a hearing. I mean, literally in the last, within the last, less than an hour. The judge in, what county is that? It's down in Tampa. I forgot what county, not Tampa. Palm Beach. Thank you. Anyway, the judge, Bruce Reinhart, the magistrate judge who signed the warrant for them to search Trump's property, he just held a hearing, heard arguments from both sides, and has agreed to redact the raid affidavit for possible release. Now, what that basically means is this. So when you have, and by the way, I don't work the criminal side of the law. I'm a civil lawyer, but I can just tell you that my understanding is that when they are seeking a warrant for an investigation, there has to be a signature from a judge. The judge has to also look at a sworn affidavit. In other words, something sworn by someone who believes they have firsthand knowledge to provide that judge that substantiates the need for them to allow law enforcement to violate the otherwise sort of sacred right of privacy that a person should have. The reasonable expectation of privacy is not something the law takes lightly. Due process is important. All of that to say, there's an affidavit. The affidavit attests to these certain things that had to have been in place, or at least of strong, you know, information and belief for the court to then sign the warrant. Well, the world wants to know, all right, what's on this affidavit? I mean, you guys went in and you had a warrant that pretty much said, go in and take whatever you want. That's pretty much what the warrant said. Well, did they exceed the scope of what was initially, portrayed? Or did they portray something far more sinister than what they've been saying now in the press releases? You know, all of this was allegedly about, we think you may have had some classified documents. Well, what did your affidavit say? And who signed the affidavit? Well, of course, you know, I'll say this, and I get it. I don't not recognize that there, in today's world of doxing and cancel culture and backlash and all the other words you hear all the time on social media, which sometimes goes from the right side of things too. I'm just saying, just understand, I get it. There's a lot of mad Trump supporters out there who will do something stupid if they know exactly who signed the affidavit. I don't want anybody else becoming the next poster child for they're alt-right extremism. I don't want that. So let's just, I am fine with not knowing who signed it. Do I want to know eventually? Yes. But they say the government argued that they can't release that. They can't release anything on it because it could violate the sanctity of the investigation, which they say is in its early stages. What investigation? In what early stages? I mean, what is going on? Great questions. Well, the judge heard our oral arguments, I mean, and he has determined that the government has 1 week to provide to him a proposed redacted version that he will review in camera. In camera just basically means the judge looks at it by himself. But the judge will do an in-camera review of the proposed redactions. He will choose to either accept them or he may make his own redactions. And then something's going to get released. On top of, looking at the report right now on Fox, on top of other documents related to the FBI, which may also be unsealed, like the warrant itself, the motion to seal the warrant, and the cover sheet. So anyway, that's all breaking news within the last hour, and we're going to find out sometime soon what the scoop is. My other breaking story, CNN, in a constant state of turmoil, it seems. I mean, they got, you know, Jeffrey Toobin doing his thing on a Zoom call and kept his job for a while, though he just retired. And then they got the whole Cuomo thing that fell apart. Well, the guy who was holding the things together was Brian Stelter, who was just announced as being out at CNN. And that story just broke in the last 30 minutes. Brian Stelter, Mr. Potato Head himself, is now out at CNN. The network has canceled his show, which was called Reliable Sources, which I always thought to be rather funny. Brian Stelter at CNN, one of the major Trump haters on TV, is out. So no more Mr. Potato Head. Have I got a caller? I do, don't I? Yeah, line one. Let me grab that. Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. How you doing, bud?
Doing well, doing well. I'm glad they got rid of Mr. Helter Skelter.
Yeah, exactly.
But real quick, one of the things is redacting the warrant. I am all for redacting the names of the individuals, but nothing else. Otherwise, you're just going to get 20 pieces of black paper based on Judge Reinhardt.
Oh, yeah, and that's what's going to happen. I guarantee you what the government's going to send him is basically you're going to see the page numbers at the bottom, and that's all that's going to be unredacted is the page numbers.
Indeed. And Sweet Home Alabama heard old Newsom put her down. I hope Governor Newsom will remember that a Southern man don't need him around anyhow.
There it is. All right, Brian. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Have a good one. Great way to start off the show. Yeah, folks, you want to call in throughout the day, we'll take it. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Anyway, two pieces of breaking news right there. The other thing I got to tell you is we are working on some tech. Boomer, do we want to do a test run on the texting thing sometime soon? What do you think?
I think so. I think
we'll start maybe first of the week.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. We'll do a test run and see if people like it.
Okay.
I think that'd be a good
for that
idea.
Matter, see if I like it.
See if you like it.
If I get about 19 profanity-laced text messages in a row, we might just go ahead and say, this ain't worth it.
Nope.
But yeah, we are looking at adding, I mean, just one more layer of tech. I mean, why not? We're already live streaming the show, podcasting the show, running the show on multiple stations throughout North Alabama for hours at a time. And you know, it's just crazy. I don't even understand this tech. I Boomer's heard me say this how many times?
A lot.
Yeah. I don't think I was really asking you a question right there.
Oh, my bad.
No, Boomer's heard me say multiple times in the Army, I was what they call a push-to-talk guy. That meant that when my my comms guy, if I looked at Radio Man, like Selesky was my comms guy in Afghanistan. Selesky, got to talk to headquarters. Yeah, sir, frequency modulation and amplitude and sunspots. And I would just, and finally I would just kind of glaze over and I'd look at him. I'd go, Selesky, if I push the little button, will I talk to somebody? Yes, sir. That's all I want to know. And so, yeah, so that's me. I sit in the studio. I look at all the stuff we're doing. Anyway, what we're talking about doing is doing a texting thing where you can text us right here at the studio. It'll pop up on the computer screen, and we'll have the ability to receive your commentary as we go and throw it in on the show occasionally. Don't assume that because you texted that nastiness about something that I was going to just up and say it. But you know, we'll get with it. All right, a lot of that. Hey, number one on the triple dipper, I'll be getting to right after the news break. Live free or die. Somebody sent me, actually it was Caleb Crosby over at Alabama Policy Institute, sent me last night. He said, have you seen this? And I read it and it was like, wow. You wish that every corporate CEO would step up and say stuff like this. Now, it's the corporate CEO of Smith & Wesson, but he ain't playing. I mean, makes me want to go and just trade my Glock in for an S&W, you know what I'm saying? But I read this statement, so that's going to kick off. I'm going to kick off the next segment, which I'm calling Live Free or Die, Second Amendment stuff. Live Free or Die is kicking off with a statement that was issued yesterday by the CEO of Smith & Wesson. And folks, you're going to hear it. And if you don't own a Smith & Wesson, you're going to want one. I'm just saying. All right. Plenty more where that came from. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.